Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sunday show on Here Be Monsters Radio. I'm Gwen Berry, and with me today are Wayne Johnson and Jack Jodell, my co-hosts, a conservative and a progressive, and myself, who just gets pissed off a lot. And and if there was ever a time for us to get upset. Well, gentlemen, you heard me ranting before we went online. And I would ask you both what your – I'd ask you first, Jack, because I've read a little bit about – and I think we should mention it today too, Wayne, what you posted. But, Jack, right. What are you thinking about what's going on right now out
well,
there?
There's too many guns, there's too much violence, and there's just insane hatred and murder going on, and it's just absolutely stupid. There's no cause for this stuff. It's just – you don't go up and just blow people away for no reason. You don't just go up and blow cops away in retaliation. That is just not smart any way you look at it. And, you know, it's really – it's ghastly, and it just – it's I watched Democracy Now, and I saw this stuff going on right in front of my eyes, and I just couldn't believe – I almost fell out of my chair. I couldn't believe that it was happening, you know. Unreal, you know, and it's just – it's so unnecessary, and it's counterproductive any way you look at it. There's nothing good that comes out of it.
I hear you, Jack. My little sister just walked in to say, yeah, you're right.
Well, we're glad to have her aboard, too.
But she walked in, she handed me a bunch of allergy tablets she found, and then she said, oh, listen to him, and then she walked out when you were finished there.
Okay.
It's been a hell of a week at sea, as they say, down here on the decks. And I'm sure Wayne can appreciate that. He's ex-Navy, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, nobody's manning the bow right now.
Let's talk a little bit more about guns. For example, you know, I just learned myself not too long ago, but Australia banned all kinds of the excessive guns and stuff 20 years ago. And they haven't had a
mass shooting. Yeah, after the mass shooting, the Australians said, all right, we've had enough. This is bull crap.
Right.
You know, when we did not do that, after Sandy Hook, when the kid who was mentally ill killed his mother, who was buying him the guns, mm-hmm. and then went into an elementary school and got kindergartens and first graders, when we did not step up and say, this has got to stop as a nation, we lost our soul, as far as
we're concerned. Yeah, it's insane.
We lost our soul.
Well, this argument that's just peddled by the NRA guys who are lobbyists for gun companies, let's face it, Wayne LaPierre is a paid shill for the gun lobby, for the gun industry, and he gets a lot of money for advancing their cause, and their cause is to everybody have their own gun. That's insane. You know what? Australia said no to it, and nobody got thrown into jail as a political prisoner there as a result. So, you know, it's not going to happen here either. This paranoia about the government's going to take your guns away and you won't have any freedom anymore, that's insanity. I don't know what the hell's wrong with people that believe that stuff. But it's crazy.
I agree with you, Jack. And the biggest thing is, and again today with Baton Rouge, what happened down there. Now, to call first responders in like that, the police in, and to bait them and then to murder them haplessly like that is
that's insanity on the move. I mean, all these violent gun deaths and mass shootings, and I mean, it's just way out of control. And, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. If it's true that you need your own weapon to protect yourself, then we ought to all be issued our own atomic bombs and just use them because there's a nuclear threat out there, you know. It's insane.
Self-annihilation, right. You try to nuke me, I'm going to get you first.
It's insane.
That's going to kill everybody.
Jack, I have to tell you, you sound like Donald Trump.
No. Oh, boy, I hope not.
he's telling political commentators that, you know, the Japanese and the Koreans and everybody should have nuclear weapons, you know.
Oh,
like,
I've heard that stuff too, yeah.
Deterrent. And it's crazy talk. It's as crazy as getting rid of NATO.
Well, the thing about Donald Trump is 5 minutes after he says one thing, he takes a completely opposite position, and he says something completely different. You don't know where he stands
totally
on anything.
He even said it, right, and totally denied. He said it 5 minutes before.
Exactly. Yep.
You know.
Exactly. No, it's really wacky, man. I tell you, these are wacky times. Must be the carbon dioxide in the air. That's all I can figure.
That's right, the CO2.
It has been really bad, but I'll tell you the really awful part about it is that we have these wonderful tools at our disposal, like the one we're using right now, and
yes.
Social networking, which helps us as demonstrators and activists to get organized and to go out there and get things done. I mean, OWS taught us that, and so did Egypt and a few other, you know, loads of other events that have happened since. But at the same time, we're all exposed to one another, and everybody puts their personal feelings and views online. And
sure.
Today, when
that's
this
part of being free.
That's right. And when today this Baton Rouge thing happened, I posted a piece and I said, you know, that murder wasn't okay with me. And anybody
thought that
the beginning of the revolution is not somebody I want any truck with. That's not who I am. I never will be,
right.
You know. And any more than I vote for the lesser evil. I don't do that. I never have. I voted for who I thought might be the best choice at the time, and I put my work behind it, too. But the thing is that folks are out there thinking all kinds of things. People don't think for themselves, Jack.
Well, they jump to polar opposites all the time, and the minute you say something, then immediately they oh, God, you mean this and that? No, they misread everything. They just don't take the time to critically analyze, and that's a very important to do, and a lot of people don't do it.
Right.
I agree. There's just this really, really bad thing going on out there. But with social media, as I was telling you before, there are people who I saw on Facebook saying that, and I've gotten away from it. I've axed them out of my list and said, you know.
Well, you know, there's a lot of nasty people on Facebook. They the minute you disagree with them even a little bit, they'll just cut you off like that, boom, you know. And they don't give you the time to explain yourself. They just, you're immediately cut and dry.
Jack,
you're a bad person,
right.
You know.
Jack, it's not the way they want reality to be.
Yeah, they
want
to twist everything their way. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I see a lot
go ahead.
I see a lot of really valid opinions out there that I don't agree with, but I'm willing to discuss or are friendly argue with, and I do it with some of my best friends, to tell you the truth. But
and we have no trouble doing that every week, do we?
We don't disrespect one another. But then because I do a lot of business through social networking, I have like 4,000 people connected to me. So I get, and I've got a lot of people following me. I've got, I don't know, 350 or something like that people following me. They like to see what I'm posting. I post a mix of, you know, the spiritual oogie boogie, and also it's all positive, I think. But also very activist sort of oriented political stuff, and I don't like the idea of being lumped together with people who are thinking that it's all right to use violence to create change.
No.
I don't think any of us have ever espoused that.
No.
I see some of it around in places that I haunt, and I just haven't been posting there for the last couple of months because it's gotten so negative and human downer kind of thing. So I just stay away. But I respect folks for their opinions, and I think that we should give each other enough road to speak our piece, but not when it says, you know, let's kill this one or let's kill that one. And unfortunately, we're coming up upon these conventions, and you've got both sides of the road. You've got, and a lot of it seems to be focused in, you guys don't throw something at me here. But there's a lot of folks that are wearing Bernie shirts and Bernie support and all of this that are in the streets that are being real idiots right now in Cleveland, and also are...
Some of them might be plants. Let's keep that in mind.
I agree.
Right. Well,
I agree.
And let me elaborate on that, Gwen, real quick here.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio, in its stupidity, because they're Republican-controlled state House and Senate, went with the NRA funding and said, Ohio's a right to open carry state.
Yeah.
So there are people, those that are heading up the convention in Cleveland right now, asked the governor to temporarily suspend that open right and carry in Cleveland, especially in the protest areas, because they're saying there's going to be potential nut jobs in there with their AR-15 because they can carry it. It's legal here in Ohio. They decide to open up on, gee, the Republicans who they disagree with,
mm-hmm.
kind of like what we just saw today in Baton Rouge. Well, of course, Kasich, who's just a darling guy, right?
Uh-huh.
So I don't have the constitutional legal aspects to ban open carry laws. It's our laws. They're allowed to do that. So now you got this quagmire of, and the stupidity of open carry laws, that there's going to be some protesters in there that are going to be able to legally carry their AR-15s with their 30-round banana clips and
oh,
put
dear.
Two of them together so you can wipe out 60 of them in a matter of 6.6 seconds.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay, that's what an AR-15 can do. When you know, you pull the trigger quick enough, she can do it that quick. And there's no legal means to say, no, you can't have that in there.
Isn't it amazing how today's Republicans always hang themselves on their own principled stands instead of taking what's practical or just, or you know, they got to stand up for that principle no matter how bad it might be. You know, this Kasich hesitancy to do anything about the right to carry or right to open arms, carry open arms like that, it just boggles the mind. I mean, go ahead.
Do you think that the good Governor Kasich might be just doing this because he doesn't give a damn and he would love to see problems come up?
Well, that's an interesting twist, but I think he's saying, no, it happens to be the law of the land here in Ohio. And for him to do it, there would be all kinds of legal challenges afterwards that he, as governor, infringed on my constitutional right for me to carry my AR-15 semi-automatic 60-shot cop-killer bullets in a protest area.
Yep.
Well, you know what?
Right.
You know what? Governors have called out the militia before, and this is tantamount of the same thing. Putting a ban on Cleveland is not going to, it would be considered a very useful thing to do. And I think if it went to the Supreme Court afterwards, the Supreme Court might uphold him as the governor.
Yeah, you never know. Isn't it amazing, though, when you think about it, Gwen, you mentioned the fact that they've called out the militia many times before, but a lot of times it's called out on the left rather than on the right.
Always.
I was going to
say,
Kent State,
hey,
all of
the militia.
Things, you know?
The militia was called out to put down a peaceful demonstration at Kent State.
Right.
Yep.
I remember.
And those that
exactly.
killed were mainly students, not so much those that were protesting, but just the straight-A student who was going to her class.
Yep, four dead in Ohio. Yep.
There you go.
Well, it's the same thing. Down in Baton Rouge, you had a young man pushed to the ground who, in an open carry state, had a pistol in his pocket because he carries it for protection because he's making his living on the street at all hours of the night. That's how he brings money in. I get it.
Right.
I'm an entrepreneur. entrepreneur. I get it. I don't go to the street for my wares, but I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
carrying a pocket pistol, and the cops come along after some idiot who doesn't like him calls in a false report on him. And
right.
the cops come, and they throw him down to the ground, and they shoot him while he's on the ground like that.
Right. And he never understood what was going on. He never had
it
a clue.
That was murder. And when that
it
man
was.
Cried on TV, I cried with him. And
yep.
it's awful. And when those people went to stand in front of the Baton Rouge police and say you're wrong in a peaceful demonstration, then our good friend Cherie Foytlin was among them.
Mm-hmm.
And she
right.
put up a video after she got home a couple nights later that put her into tears by the end of it, talking
mm.
about how they were arrested, how they were pushed into the road by the cop and then arrested. In other words, the cop made up what they needed. They pushed these protesters into the road so they could arrest.
Oh, they lie many times.
Right,
I experienced
right,
that
right.
myself years ago in a minor court case involving a traffic ticket or a parking ticket,
okay.
and they lied through their teeth. It was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. And the thing is that they got all the, and she could only speak to what happened in the women's side. She said it was doubly worse for the men, but
oh,
on
yeah.
the women, they had the women packed into one cell so tightly they couldn't even sit down. And when
oh,
they took bars to get them to put them into a couple of cells, the cops came in and maced them. And
oh.
women had been thrown to the ground by the police who had concussions and head injuries and stuff. They never let them out. Lots of them went to the hospital, leaving the jail. It was just a horrible event, and the Baton Rouge police deserve everything that the courts bring against them in the future for how they treated the protesters. That's for sure.
Let's talk incarceration for just a second, Gwen. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it ironic that we're the so-called land of the free, yet we have 5% of the world's population, we have 25%. Of the world's incarcerated and imprisoned people. There is
yeah.
no there's no rhyme nor reason to that. That's insane.
Right. Well, Gwen, also, too, let me kind of come around for those that are listening here. I would ask them to go to my blog site, Minds and Times of F. Wayne Johnson, and look up a posting that I did a while back called Remembering Juan Gelman, an Argentine Poet. And that's Juan, J-U-A-N, Gelman. And basically, just like we're talking here with the ladies in the cell, whenever you have economic and political conditions that aren't going well, as in Louisiana and around many places in the states here, those in charge turn to extremism, i.e.
Mm-hmm.
the cops who maced the ladies in the cell behind
mm-hmm.
bars. They couldn't have been a threat to them, but they had them where they wanted them. They could abuse them as they wanted to. And in their mind, because of this uber conservatism, they felt they were justified.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have these kind of conditions, this is when abuses really come out to the general population. This is what I saw firsthand in Chile and Argentina. And matter of fact, in Argentina, well, and Chile too, because Pinochet ended up in the war crimes in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
They got him and tried him for war crimes. And also, but, you know, and while that was going on in also, too, by the military junta that took over
mm-hmm.
in Argentina, abused their population to where they would come and get some young couple in the middle of the night. Basically, they would torture them. They would kill him and bury him in a mass grave. And if they had a young daughter, like Juan Gelman's granddaughter, who we're talking about now, because it was Juan's son and his daughter-in-law who spoke out against the military's abuses that were running the government at the time, they killed the son, they killed the daughter, threw their mass graves in a mass grave behind the police barracks. They didn't even try to hide them. They're just right behind the police barracks. And their daughter, Gelman's granddaughter, was given up for adoption.
God,
he didn't
something?
Find his granddaughter in 2000.
Wow.
So that's, I'm going to repeat it again for everybody. They really need to check this out.
Yep.
On my blog
and of course, Pinochet was aided by the Nixon-Kissinger CIA.
Absolutely. That's the reason I was down there, was to prop them up. Look, my father and his brothers, the greatest generation, fought in Europe and around the world to take down these abusive military dictators.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking Mussolini, Hitler, Hirohito in Japan.
Right.
But yet, my government sent me down to South America to prop up those exact same military dictators as if they were the good guys.
Well, we've done a lot of bad things all throughout Latin and South America, Central and South America over the years, over many, many, over centuries, really, we really have. We have mistreated and misabused that, our, you know, it's just, it boggles the mind. People, I would urge you to look very closely at Google or something. Google sometime U.S. history in the Americas and just check it out and see what the kind of bullshit we pulled. It's shameful, really.
Well, like I said, you know, people know now to go look at the lost children of Argentina. That if you just Google that statement, you will find out what really went on in Argentina that our U.S. government was wholeheartedly behind.
Sure. Yep.
You know,
I was down there to prop it up.
Do you know who Trump's got speaking at this convention, Guy? He's scraping up the bottom of the barrel. He can't get any real celebrities. He's got like the 48th place woman golfer on the circuit.
She's
got
to be a blonde.
He actually has invited as a major speaker Scott Baio. And
oh,
I don't
God.
Know. Chachi
from Happy Days.
Yeah. Now he's a real asshole. Okay, he's a real conservative. He calls himself a conservative, but do you know what he calls Hillary Clinton? Constantly online. I don't use the word gentleman. It starts with a C and it ends with a T.
Oh, the C word?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The C word.
Oh, yeah.
How's he going to get
well,
that
Well, there's an Algonquin round table.
Well, he's not the only one, unfortunately. That's the way these people talk, you know.
Right. You know.
And I'm sure in private, Trump does the same thing.
Well, you know, that's that. And you know how I know about this is because I'm looking at our good friend Ronald Feynman, who is right now posting all of the.
Yes.
Hello, Ron.
He is double posting everything right now.
Yeah, he's posting. He's not called in.
He's got every insane piece on Trump up on his site right now.
Right.
And he's also got this exciting piece that's coming from liberalamerica.org, which is not a Hillary Clinton deal. And it's got ex-McCain aide there has written a piece that says Trump may go insane when he loses to Hillary. That's the thing I'd like to talk about, too, because the truth is that this son of a bitch couldn't win.
How can you piss off so many major constituencies, and even with Republican trickery and gerrymandering and everything else, how can you possibly win in a convincing national election? Convincingly.
Because,
I don't think he can do it.
You have Jill Stein. You have the Libertarian Johnson that can split all of the normal votes.
Yeah. I've seen studies, and they don't really dent into it too much, thank goodness, so far. So let's hope that continues. But
but the truth is, unless we keep on it, guys, unless we keep on the ball here, people will not go out and vote because they're just so apathetic.
See, that's a good point, Gwen. You know who's going to defeat Hillary? Democrats that won't vote.
Right.
They always defeat themselves.
Or those liberal activists, of which I consider myself still one, who are upset because of the Bernie thing. And, you know, I was tempted to write today. I don't know if you all saw the Up with Chris Hayes piece that was on a few months back where he asked Susan Sarandon if she would vote for
him. Yeah, she was She was kind of goofy.
Said, well, she didn't know. She said basically that Bernie would win when he wasn't even getting a popular vote. That was kind of
right.
dumb of her.
Yeah,
but
she
right.
was kind of speaking out her ass that time, I
yeah,
thought.
She was working for the campaign, and you can understand her taking that position. However, for her to say that voting for Trump might just accelerate the revolution, I can't tell you how.
No, yeah, I remember that. That's insane.
How inclined
you know.
I was to write today on my piece, you know, something snarky about her with the people who are saying the revolution began because of this murder down in Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't do that because I don't think that the woman herself, she's probably horrified by the thought of violence
right.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
let's hope, huh?
Well, here's the other thing, too, that we need to really reach out to anybody out there with any sanity. If you don't vote for Hillary right now, and, I mean, I understand, and I really understand your dissatisfaction maybe with her, that you really were a Bernie supporter, that you could have been that you might be a Johnson supporter, or even Jill Stein. But right now what's at stake is our Supreme Court and the laws of the land here for the true citizens of this country. You put Trump in there, it's going to be destroyed. You're going to be so far right-wing that, folks, there's not going to be any do-over, okay? The damage is going to be done.
It'll be done for years and years and years and years.
Just like Citizens United right now, where we've been living with since that got passed.
Do you know how many coalitions I know about that are going to show up in Philadelphia to raise trouble at the convention? And they all call themselves Bernie people. And Bernie, I don't think, is very behind any of this.
No, he's not.
Yeah, and this is where
A lot of these people are castigating him for coming out in support of Hillary. You know, it boggles the mind how these people get so wrapped up in stuff and they just twist stuff and they just get carried away, man. It's extremism. It's a different kind of extremism. It's all
mental.
Wait a minute, gentlemen. I think that Mr. Sanders took it to the degree where he does hold responsibility for some of this stuff. He did what he did. He laid low, he kept it up, and he did what he did without any care to what the outcome is.
Well, I can't fault him at all, Gwen, because he did come out strongly in support of Hillary. He took his time, but he finally did, and he said he's urged his people to do the same thing, and he'll keep doing this over and over again until gradually, I hope, a number of them will take his advice and will follow, you know.
The truth is, by the numbers, by the statistics, when she became the presumptive nominee by count after the California election, nearly 80% of the people who were supporting Bernie came over to her side of it just by count.
Right.
But there is a huge faction of people that are very vocal and very present, especially in front of the television and stuff. And these people make a difference. They can make people sit in their chairs instead of voting. They can make people get out and vote for a spoiler. You know, this is what can happen. And it's just part of, you know, if there's trouble at the convention,
right?
Who's got the storm going on?
No, it's me. I'm sorry, my fault. I'll behave now.
Yeah.
No, but
we're speculating about dangers that hopefully will not arise. We've got to keep our eyes open, but we've got to encourage people. Like I've encouraged people, and I know we all have in our own way.
Right.
And so have most of the liberal prognosticators. You can't sit on your ass. That's the way you hand power to the Republicans. You can't sit on your ass. You got to vote. Yeah.
That's how W got into office. That's how W got into office, and we had 8 years and a destruction of a whole world economy because people did not come out and vote.
And it's how Scott Walker got into office and screwed up the unions in Wisconsin. It's how Kasich got elected in Ohio. We can't we can't sit on our ass anymore.
Right.
Now, here's another thing. After the Republican convention here, there's going to be a big spike in Trump's popularity, right? And, yeah, he sounded pretty good in that Republican convention.
That always happens.
You know, that's
same thing happened with Romney.
Right. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
But then now, let's see, after
show
the Democratic primary, or the convention, after the Democratic primary in Philadelphia, and let's hope that they have Bernie to come out and say, hey, we gave it a good fight. Everybody who supported me, please come out. We've got to get this woman elected because we cannot afford to have Trump. Then hopefully you'll see another spike that'll carry on into November. I only hope and pray.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm sure we will.
I got to say, I don't think we've ever seen a Republican convention like we're about to see. It got pretty ridiculous the last time. I was so disappointed in Clint Eastwood. I got to tell you.
Oh, he was an idiot.
Oh, that, right.
And Trump with the story.
Right, and what was the Karate Game? Walker?
Scott Walker?
Chuck Connors. Chuck Norris.
Oh, yeah.
Was also out, right?
Yeah, he's
an
idiot, too.
We always have that brilliant man, the LSD drug burned out brain of Ted Nugent giving him political.
Is he really going to be on? Is Ted Nugent?
Oh, I'm sure he will.
He's been going full bore, since the last election, because he's all about gun rights and stuff.
Yeah, but
he's eating so much LSD, his brain is crispy.
Yeah, I agree.
My point is he going to be speaking at the Republican convention? I didn't hear that.
Well, Trump loves notoriety, and he loves personalities, and that guy's definitely a personality. So we'll probably
he would fit all the criteria. And Ted Nugent, for his own hubris, because he's no longer relevant in the music industry, he would love to come out and spout it. Well, basically, he's as crazy as bullshit as Trump's bullshit is crazy.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yep.
So birds of a feather there.
Yep. And he's every bit as controversial. He's every bit as offensive. And I wouldn't be surprised. Well, look at that goofball had Sarah Palin out, touting him earlier. God
Sarah
almighty.
Palin's so nutty. They won't let her come to and speak at the convention.
Yeah, she's not coming this time, I guess. Yeah.
No. It was all right when she was going around trumping for it,
Right.
Oh, I hear something else, too, I found out. Of course, pence in English, in England, means a penny. Six pence,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And Trump is slang for breaking wind, i.e. a fart. So when you put pence and Trump together, you have penny fart.
There
you go, folks. Get some mileage out of that one. Please do.
That is hilarious.
For it.
I can tell you exactly who's like to speak. I got it online here. On Monday, tomorrow, the headliners are Melania Trump, Lieutenant General retired Michael Flynn, U.S. Senator Joe Ernst, and Republican up from Iowa Jason Beardsley, and U.S. Rep. Ryan Zink. On Tuesday, Make America Work Again, the headliners are Donald Trump Jr., U.S. Senator Shelley Moore Capito, Ben Carson, and Kimberly Brown. On Wednesday, the last night of it, Make America First Again, you have headliners Lynn Patton, Eric Trump, former Speaker of the House of Representatives Newt Gingrich and his wife, Calista. Indiana Governor.
Which one was it? Wife number three, is it a four?
Chosen as a running mate. Then on Thursday, you have Peter Thiel. Who the hell is he? Tom Barrack, Ivanka Trump, and Donald Trump. I don't know.
I was going to say, it wasn't for his family. It wouldn't be any half the speakers wouldn't even be there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, it's a very unimpressive lot. Let me just put it that way. I am not impressed in the least. I mean, there's absolutely no reason for me to watch other than curiosity over to see what kind of insanity they'll spout.
I thought Scott Walker was going to be speaking, but apparently he isn't.
No.
I didn't.
That's just as well.
on the lineup. And there's another thing too here that keeps going through my head. I don't know if you've seen the you've been watching Hillary's televised stomps this last week, but she had Tim Kaine with her. He's totally boring, guys.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't raise excitement at all.
No,
in
right.
fact, none of the guys have risen any excitement. Castro did a little bit, but not much. You know when the room gets all wild and crazy and happy? When she walks through the door with Warren. That's when
yeah.
they get wild.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
Elizabeth
yep.
Warren is a rock star.
She is, no doubt about it. Yep.
She is.
I wonder, I just wonder if she's going to choose her for the VP pick. We'll find out, but it wouldn't be a bad move. But
I'm with Professor Ron Feynman on that. We need to find somebody young, so after if Hillary gets elected and pulls 8 years,
yeah,
that we'll have somebody young enough in as a Republican, you know, sub leader,
right.
vice
well,
president. To be able to step up and take the reins
no,
and keep moving
right,
the
exactly.
thing forward.
Good point. Yep.
First of all, we don't need to have her for two terms. And second of all, nobody else is raising the energy that Warren does with Hillary. And the two of them in the room are a tag team that make things happen. And that's
absolutely.
What you do.
I agree.
You need that. You really need that. I think it'd be a big mistake for her to choose some young guy. I really do.
Well, I love how Warren absolutely shreds Donald Trump up one side and down the other.
Oh yeah,
just spits
yeah.
him out. It's just wonderful.
And the thing is, and what I really like is that because she's a woman, and Donald Trump will say something and try to attack her, and she can turn around and not only give it back to him, but give it back to him in spades. And
yep.
make him look like a dancing marionette with
yep.
his stupidity. That bothers the hell out of him. You want to see Trump get derailed and just
oh,
start
yeah.
spitting and sputtering? When
oh,
she
yeah.
goes after him, she tears him a new a-hole.
She brings out the worst in him, and that's great.
Exactly. And that's exactly what we need to see. Exactly.
Yep. Exactly.
She can do it on a dime.
Yep.
That's what I
love-
like about it.
I would love to see the two of them do it because the truth is that if you've got some milk toast standing there, yeah, I think Tim Kaine's a great politician. Don't get me wrong, but
yeah.
he
knows
yeah. more than he comes up.
Oh, no,
we
he's not
yeah,
a big
you're right.
Draw.
We do not
he's
need
not
a milk toast. No, milk toast would kill her.
Yeah,
he's no
right.
attack dog. He is no attack dog. And Cory Booker hasn't been paired up with her on the stage yet. But
yeah, I can't see that either.
I don't think he has the...
Cory Booker's way too establishment. He's too corporate Democrat, and it'd just be fiddledy and fiddledum as far as I'm concerned. I think that'd be a big mistake for her to grab him, even though he is black. Whatever, you know?
Yeah, right.
He's less black than even Obama is, technically speaking, if you want to put it in that context.
Well,
because,
the biggest minority in the government right now, in government-held offices, I hate to tell you guys, is women.
Oh, yeah.
And
right.
We need women in there, and I don't think it's a wrong move to pick two, even though she's white, I don't think it's a wrong move to pick two.
It'd be a first. It'd be very interesting if they won.
Gal,
boy, that'd be awesome.
I was listening to that gal who's spokeswoman for Bernie Sanders, she bothers me. She gets under my nerves. She's all mouth and no
yeah.
rich substance there a lot of times. And she
yeah.
was saying that Hillary should be picking a black woman to stand. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Why?
She needs to be picking the right partner for this.
Right.
Not just
the same old bullshit. Oh, you got to have a black, you got to have this, you got to have that. No, that's not smart.
Here we are again. And one of the best presidents we've had in generations has been the guy that's in the White House now. When he gets on the stage with Hillary,
oh,
it's
that'll be electric.
It's been awesome. Did you see him down there in Charlotte? He did a wonderful job, and he threw
yes.
it at like
oh,
nobody,
yeah.
isn't it? I really love seeing Obama back on the stage like that, and I think it's
yeah.
a really good idea that he's staying in Washington.
And, you know,
now.
He gets a big thrill out of it, too. He is, at heart, he's a campaigner, let's face it. And he's mm-hmm. very good at it. He excels at it very well.
He's also somebody who's totally into service for his country.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's one of the reasons he's staying in Washington, D.C., is because he still wants to be part of it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and Glenn, here's the other thing, too. When he leaves office, you know, he is going to be a Bill Clinton squared as far as it's going and attacking the opposition. Pointing out, driving the policies that need to be driven in this country for the betterment of the working middle class, the true citizens of this country.
Mm-hmm.
That man is going to bring out big guns that most don't even know have been invented when it comes to his political prowess.
Is Hillary in office? He will be the go-to man for the Oval Office. You know, he'll go
She's right. There's going to be talking between those two. Of, hey, I'd like your advice on this. What's your thoughts?
Sure, exactly.
To keep in the country, I don't think that people really understand that it's not about. It's really not about all its political divisiveness. It may be for the Republicans, but for a lot of people in service in Washington, it's about getting legislation passed that makes
they want government to work, for Christ's sake. They don't want guys having 3-day weeks and going home early and not doing anything. They want our roads are crumbling. Everything's going to hell. We got to get it back on track.
Yes.
I agree. It's just,
that's what people want. People don't want a bunch of Mitch McConnells going around puffing their face around like a bunch of bullshit and not doing anything. That guy's more constipated than anybody. He's just unbelievable. He has absolutely nothing to offer the country.
No. He's all flash and no substance.
I've been reading another thing today, how livid Chris Christie is that he wasn't chosen as vice president.
I bet he is.
He was Trump's prison bitch.
Yeah.
He waved a little bit of a carrot in front of him, right? And he thought he was going to dance to Trump's tune. And, you know, I'll just stop right there because I'm going to really get vulgar.
No, I think
that's
you're right, man.
That's how Chris Christie was.
Yeah. And you know what? Who cares? What a self-serving lion bastard Chris Christie turned out to be. From day one, he was contemptuous of everybody who disagreed with him. He is a screaming political hack, and the guy was a joke.
Hey, and once he's done as governor, his time is up. He has no political future. He's got
absolutely
nothing.
None. Yep, that's great.
He has no validity. He has no voice.
Right.
And he still has Bridgegate hanging over him in that investigation.
Exactly.
That may come down to criminal charges.
Yep. Well, just enjoy your pension, Christie. That's all I can say, because to hell with you.
Does he get a pension? Does the governor
Once you serve as governor. Right. Governor Schaefer of Maryland, who was the mayor of Baltimore when the Colts left in the middle of the night and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right before he left, he demanded that the legislator increase the pay for the governors, because his pension was then going to be based on that increased pay.
Yeah, and remember, prior to being governor, Christie was also a prosecuting attorney, so he'll have some pension from somewhere. I don't care where.
He's got a government pension. That all adds up, the government
pension.
He'll be
well taken care of. I have no worries for his financial future whatsoever.
He'll have free medical for the rest of his life.
Yep.
So when he needs his bypass from where he's clogged his arteries up with lard.
When he needs his staple restapled.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's put a zipper on him, rotor-rearing him out.
Yep.
Yeah, it'll all be on the New Jersey taxpayers' dime.
Sure.
Well, I
just like he'd take a helicopter to see his kid's softball game. What a jerk.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know who's asking for the governor to suspend the open carry laws during the convention? It's the Cleveland Police Union.
I'm not surprised at that. They know it's friggin' dangerous. Just like the guy who opened up in Texas there, you have all these open carry guys, you know, wandering around with guns. When they hear the gunshot, it's,
all right, which one of these, you know, couple hundred dozen, you know, with their guns acting? And the thing is, here's the other thing that I want to bring up. These guys walk around like they're all macho with their open carry assault rifles. When the shots started being fired, those brave men ran off like a little girl screaming, pissing their pants with their rifles slung on their shoulder.
Oh, yeah,
they're a bunch
exactly.
of, I'm going to say, wussies, okay?
Yeah, they are.
Put whatever letter in the front. That's all they are, is insecure little wussies and trying to carry their phallic symbol over their shoulder on a gun strap.
Well, just like the
but
chicken hawks
really
we've
came
known
down
in our
it.
Time, Cheney and Trump. They're all chicken hawks, and they're all big talkers, but when it comes
exactly.
to laying your life on the line, they won't do it.
Right. Well, look, when Cheney
got
his draft notice during Vietnam, when our country called Dick Cheney to come and serve his country, he ran off screaming like a little girl.
Yep.
Right, making sure and looking for every way he could not to have to go into the service.
Oh, his
He's
exact quote was, I had other priorities at the time. What a
yeah,
jerk.
No, he was a
what
wussy.
An arrogant
your,
bastard.
Your nation called on you. You have no problem with some other sons, mother's sons, and father's
right.
sons off to war and sacrifice
mm-hmm.
their life. But when your country called on you, you squat and pissed in a corner like a little girl.
You're exactly, yep.
But, you know, one of the topics of the Republican convention is actually going to be turning our parkland into, you know, private land.
Oh, they want to, right. They want to sell our parks, which is owned by every citizen in this country,
yep.
to corporations.
No.
Oh,
no,
Theodore
no.
Roosevelt is
that.
Spinning in his grave.
Absolutely. Teddy Roosevelt, this is exactly what he didn't want happen. And that,
right.
and this
of
nation...
Course. Modern Republicans don't view him as a true Republican because he was progressive.
Well, you know what? He was a Republican before they ever thought. The Republican Party has been bastardized by corporate money.
Exactly.
And there's a bunch of diseased brains that bought into the propaganda, because that's
mm-hmm.
what it is. It's propaganda.
Because right.
those parklands, all that open territory that we needed to preserve as a nation, which Europe thinks is one of our best wealthy assets of a nation,
mm-hmm.
of what we have, Yellowstone Park, the Grand Canyons, Petrified National Forest. You know, I can go on and on and on.
Right.
And listen.
To turn around and pimp that back off to corporations is going to be one of the worst sins this country has ever done.
They want the Everglades down here so that they can start pumping crude oil out of it. We've already got algae. That are
I was going to say, you already got enough health issues in that Evergreens right now.
Driving up tomorrow, I'll be driving up again to Port St. Lucie to look for homes. And as we go by, it's nice because we're going up into what's really country in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of preserves around the housing up there. It's really nice. It's but I tell you, one thing I did notice, it is predominantly Crackerville up there, though. It's a lot of white
right,
people.
Right, right.
Which, in a way, bothers me. But I'm just so happy to be out of, to know that I'm going to be out of the middle of the hood.
Right.
and the gunshots and the... I'm ready.
Well, we wish you every success in your search, Gwen.
Right.
It's very unsettling to have to find a place, boom, 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 like that. You know, at least you've got some resources to help you. So I hope you'll be successful and be able to get that settled soon.
Yeah, I tell you, though, we've got some beautiful land in Florida, and one of the best things we've got is the River of Grass, the Everglades. And we're
right.
in such trouble from Big Sugar. And that's the reason we have these algae blooms is,
the
fertilizer
generated the nutrient runoff.
And it went into Lake Okeechobee, which is one of our biggest freshwater preserves. And then, we're out of water that way. They did a clean out of the major pipes in Lake Worth, and we could smell chlorine like you wouldn't believe. And when that's going on, you know there's been a problem. So it's like, oh, my God, what are they doing that we don't know about, you know?
Right.
After after little spoken of anymore, Flint, Michigan, which is still languishing.
Exactly.
I'm upset with my president over that one. Mm-hmm. He should send the Army Corps of Engineers in there to get that done.
Right.
He really should. And, you know, the only person outside of a few, you know, now has come along, but the only person to sink any kind of real money into that has been Hillary Clinton. She sucked $500,000 into creating a program so that they could get water in and get it distributed for as long as possible, as long as $500,000 would last them. And to put together some councils that would help to bring about the changing over of pipes. But nothing else is happening. And that son of a bitch who calls himself a governor in Michigan,
Snyder, he's a crook.
Yeah, he's not just a crook. He's criminally liable for these.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Right.
It was his decisions, knowing basically what it was those people didn't matter to him.
And his self-appointed city managers. What an affront to democracy. What a son of a bitch he is.
Exactly.
It's really pretty awful. It really is. And when you think of the fact that you've got so many split on so many levels, and there's so much happening right after one thing, right after another on a global basis, something we ought to talk about for a minute before we get off. I just feel completely terrible the other night waking up and seeing that truck had plowed through people in East
France.
Oh, God.
When I have walked down the Boulevard des Anglais when I was in that French Riviera era as a young man, and I was 22 or something like that. It's beautiful. It is scenic.
Yeah,
Nice
is
a lovely town.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it was disfranchised. Tunisian, who was French-born. He was a French citizen.
Mm-hmm.
But his economic, Jack, you remember Microdot, Patrick.
Right,
right, over in France, right?
Yeah.
Basically, is if you're Muslim, nobody's going to hire you.
Mm-hmm.
So when you try to go and have an better economic life for yourself and, more importantly, for your children so you can raise a family, but then you find the prejudices of that person is Muslim or back in this country, this person is black. I'm not going to harm me any.
And it boils over into something deadly that's completely avoidable.
They become so disfranchised and so outraged. This is what comes back.
The anti-Muslim rhetoric globally now is building into a bitch. And Trump he's taking advantage of it in a big way.
Oh, yeah, that and the anti-Mexican sentiment and all this nonsense. It's all racist, and it's all designed to just bait people into hating.
Yeah,
right,
it's
an election by hate as your primary political platform.
And
hate this person. It's your fault, it's their fault, it's their fault that you aren't doing as well as you should be doing.
Yeah.
You know? You could be a Jew in Germany. You could be a Mexican in this country. You could be a Muslim in France.
The Muslims are the new Jews. I mean, that's
exactly.
They are.
Very,
yeah, that's
right,
a good way to put it. That's true.
That was right. That was the point I was making, Gwen. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
in Israel.
Especially
in Israel. Yeah.
That's going on. I'm for BDS. It's nothing but open apartheid over there.
Yeah,
it's
terrible.
And I know a lot of Jewish people over here who think the same thing. They're just aghast. But then again, there's others even in Congress right now who think that whatever Israel does is justified because of the past, and that's just wrong, wrong, wrong.
Well, no, that's wrong, 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 period. That's just not right.
Yep.
You can't just look the other way just because it's Israel. No, that's insane.
Right.
What the hell's wrong with these people?
So, gentlemen, we're getting down to the last 5 minutes of the show, and I'm wondering what your message would be for this week, because it seems that every time we turn around, I mean, they tried to run a coup in Turkey, and frankly, it's kind of cool that president flew back in and he told the people to get in the streets, and they did
and
it.
They and they did. Wow.
And this is the same president who has put more people into jail for telling the truth than anybody else. I mean, this guy has taken their civil rights and shoved them down the creek. And they still want him over, I guess, the guy in Pennsylvania on the phone long distance telling people to get out there and take over. It would have
kind
been
of a Koch brother in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it would have been terrible
if
they had done it. But still in all, this Turkish, well, he plays ball with NATO, and he plays ball with the, it's a quid pro quo world out there. And people don't understand that, well, this one leaves, who's going to walk in, you know?
Yep. I've said this past week in my blog, I just cooler heads have got to prevail. We can't be ramped up by all this crazy extremist talk. We can't resort to guns and violence to solve our problems. It never solves problems. It just creates more and more problems. Violence begets violence. It doesn't beget peace. So people have got to use reason and intellect and wisdom instead of emotions and impulsiveness to get the job done. There's no other way around it.
It's true. I think that kindness is the most important thing we can remember right now. Most of us,
as Jewel once said, in the end, only kindness matters.
Well, I was going to say, Glenn, if I may, this would be my closing thoughts for this program here, because I'm doing a lot of reflecting of what went on in South America, what I saw firsthand, and what the Republican platform up here in Cleveland, in Ohio, where I'm in Columbus, Ohio, is going on. I'm seeing a lot of parallelisms. So I'll say to all the listeners out there, please pass it on to your friends. I'm going to pray for peace in your homes. I want to pray for peace in our cities. I want to pray for peace in my country. I want to pray for peace in the world.
Yes, good way to put it, Wayne. Very good. Very good.
You know, we make a difference, and we're the pebble in the pond. So if we conduct ourselves the way we want the world to be, that's a lot.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's fine to discuss, and it's fine to get angry and talk angry, but you don't have to insult people. You don't have to damage their personalities. You don't have to insult them. All you have to do is just talk reason and saneness. That's all you have to do, and eventually you're going to reap some good results. If you just resort to reckless hatred, it's not going to do you any good.
I agree, Jack. So you wanna sign us off for the week?
Everybody, keep pushing forward. You don't have to knock people over. You don't have to beat them over the head. All you got to do is keep pushing gently forward, and your gentle push will multiply, and you will see results. You just can't insult people. You can't beat them over. You can't shoot them. You can't assassinate them. You've got to do it smart. You got to do it with wisdom and intellect. And sanity. You can't be reckless and impulsive. So keep
Very
pushing
good.
Forward,
yeah.
people.
Good night, all. God bless y'all.
Thank you. This has been the Sunday Show on Here Be Monsters Radio. I appreciate everybody for listening. Please join us again next Sunday at 6 p.m. with Jack Jodell, Wayne Johnson, and myself, and whomever our guests will be next week. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Gwen.